this fourth marker is what Our Lady spoke on the 13th of June, 1917, which we celebrate tomorrow, the 100th anniversary. And it's appropriately placed here after the fourth station where Jesus meets his mother, and Jesus was there to console his mother. Excuse me, vice versa. Mary was there to Mary is there to console Jesus, and Mary is there at every one of our crossroads, wherever we're experiencing the cross, and she's there to console us whenever we're going through the dark night. Mary has a special role in the order of grace, according to the economy of God's plan, of assisting us when we're going through our dark nights. And she says a similar message whenever she appears, as she said to Juan Diego, this message of tender compassion, in empathy for what her children are suffering. And anybody who's a mother knows, when your children are suffering, it cuts to the core of who you are. Especially as a mother, I think more than anybody on this earth experiences that union with their children's suffering in a unique way. And so Mary communicates that tender compassion, for she is the spouse of the Holy Spirit, who is the comforter, the consoler. To the three children, especially to Lucia, she says, "And you? Y tú? Sofres muito? Não desanimes. Eu nunca te deixarei. O meu imaculado coração será o teu refúgio e o caminho que te conduzirá até Deus." And you? Do you suffer a lot? Don't lose heart. I will never leave you. My immaculate heart will be your refuge and the way that leads you to God.